Here in Opie, Kansas. We're about 1 minute away from kickoff. Coin toss just underway. Opie wins the toss, defers. They will kick off. Blue Jays will have the first crack at it against the Eagles. Tegan, you got any final notes before we get into this one?
Well, you know, we heard Coach Schmidt talk about how Pleasanton really likes to run that ball, but you look at that defensive set by Opie. They've got that big five-man front right up top. That makes it difficult for you to really find an opening up the gut. So you're probably going to have to look for a lot of swings out to the left or the right, which is going to cause a bit of an issue for Pleasanton, because as you look at Opie's team, they've got some backs who have some wheels. The more you have to swing to the left or the right, the more time you're taking away, which gives the backs more time to catch up. So Pleasanton's going to have to try and be a little bit more, I would say, creative with their attack if they are going to try and stick to the ground as they're kind of known for.
Ted Skowski will be set to kick off for the Eagles, the senior defensive, or he plays middle linebacker. He's an offensive guard. He's a jack of all trades, yeah. Master of many. We'll talk to him at halftime. Get to visit with Ted some more. He's got it teed up at the 40. End over end kick.
Beautiful
spiraling
kick.
Down. Going to be fielded at the 7-yard line by the Blue Jays, by Jeffrey Caton. Tries getting ahead of steam going, but makes it about 10 yards before being downed at the 18-yard line. So we'll go ahead and get to these starting lineups for both of these teams. Provided by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes best of luck in all of their endeavors. For the Blue Jays, they'll go quarterback Tony Gillespie, tailback Karsten McGee, tailback Hayden Johnson, up front Chris Stark, Bryce Johnson, Terst Ogden, and Braden Baldwin. As the Blue Jays dropping back to pass, Tony Gillespie going deep, looking for a home run ball on play number one. He had an intended receiver, but shot him long.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Caton needed to be down at the 50-yard line. To catch that, he was at the 45-yard line, so that pass falls incomplete. For Opie's defensive line, they'll look like this: Angel Cortez, Blake Skowski, Braden Weiss, Eli Forker, and Garrett Cole, the nose guard in the 5-2 front. Derek Holting, Ted Skowski, the backers, Darren Hines, Blake Redeker, Damon Redeker, and Truman Bailey are in this secondary. Gillespie with McKee in a shotgun formation. McKee to Gillespie's left. Hard count, going to be a dive to McKee. Before he could get going, he gets stopped at the line of scrimmage. Might have actually lost one. We'll bring up a third and long from the 20-yard line on this opening drive for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, I've been surprised with these first two play calls here by Pleasanton. The pass, first of all, I didn't see that coming off, first and 10. Not to mention right there, McKee trying to just dive straight through that front. That's just not going to work. You're going to have to try, again, to be a little more creative with that attack from the ground.
Third and 11, just shy of the near hash. Ball on Pleasanton's 19-yard line. Shotgun set, trips to the left. Gillespie's going to be rolling to his left. Looks like a designed quarterback run. Tetzkowski in pursuit will push him out of bounds at the original line of scrimmage. Maybe give Gillespie a yard on that third down play.
Good effort there to try and carry it across and get some yardage back. But you know, when you get into a foot race with the Eagles, it's not one you're typically going to win. But give Gillespie a lot of credit there, trying to make something happen on a broken play.
So Gillespie will be in punt formation, ball on the far hash. Damon Redeker and Derek Holting, the two back for the Eagles at midfield.
Got to get your guys on real quick on this punt. Oh,
and that's Blue Jays were trying to get their guys on the line of scrimmage, but they didn't do it before they hiked the ball. So it'll be a 5-yard illegal procedure penalty. So push them back even further now to their own 15-yard line.
Well, I was gonna say you got to get your guys down the field as quick as possible, because I mentioned it. These Opie Eagles, they've got some wheels, and they can use it. We've seen it more than once. Good, nice, long, solid punt, but it gets ran straight back. So you need to get some blockers, or you need to get some tacklers down the field.
Good snap. Kind of an end-over-end spiraling kick. Filled it at Derek Holting at the Blue Jay 41-yard line. He's at the 25 now. Breaks a tackle into the 20 before diving out of bounds at the 18-yard line. So excellent field position the Eagles will have on drive number one.
And the Eagles just giving him a great seam to kind of work right down there on that sideline. Had great blocks right up front, and it didn't seem like Pleasanton had a lot of urgency in that coverage.
This is the fourth meeting in the last 14 years between these two programs. that fourth all-time overall meeting for that said. A 62-0 victory for the Eagles in district play last year. They met in the playoffs in 2018, a 52-8 victory for the Eagles, and then 2008 in the playoffs as well, 28-7 victory for Opie as well. So it's going to be a read option over on the right side. Damon Redeker breaks one
great
tackle.
Read.
He's going to be an 18-yard touchdown. One play, 6 points, and the Eagles are out front early. 6-0, 10:46 to play in this first quarter.
That was just a great read of the defense, too, as he saw them coming right at him. Started going towards the sideline, and as soon as he saw the guys coming off to cut him up, he just cuts straight up the field and runs it right into the end zone. It's a good heads-up play there by the quarterback.
So Braden Fowler will be in to attempt the extra point. 6-0 lead. Eagles on a 16-game winning streak, defending 1A state champion. That is the longest winning streak in school history. Good snap, good hold by Damon Redeker, and the kick through the uprights and good for Braden Fowler. So 7-0 now our score, 10:46 left to go in this opening quarter. We'll take a quick break on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school football brought to you in part by the Opie State Bank. Think of Opie State Bank if you need a home or agriculture loan. Contact one of their lending specialists to achieve your dreams. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 40 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. And the City of Opie, location, schools, convenience, and security make Opie a great place to live and raise a family. Area High School Football, brought to you in part by Paul Dean, Attorney at Law, providing quality and experienced legal services since 1997. Call Putnam and Dean at 342-2662 and make the right legal decisions. And Leffler Prime Performance, proud to serve the area with high-quality local beef at a fair price. Call Jacqueline at 366-2533 or find Leffler Prime Performance on Facebook.
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon. A 7-0 lead so far for the Opie Eagles after an 18-yard scamper on play number one for the Eagle offense. And Ted Skowski has it teed up from the 40-yard line. Driving kick all the way down to the 2-yard line, going to be taken by Creighton. Or actually, that's
– whoa. And he gets laid out right about the 20-yard line.
That was Eli McGinnis taking that, and Derek Holting came just and ear-holed him at the 15-yard line. Or actually, that was the 18-yard line. So that's basically the same starting field position they had last. So back-to-back good kickoffs by Ted Skowski, really pushing the Blue Jays back, and they went negative 6 yards, negative one offensively with a negative 5-yard penalty on drive number one.
I might correct you on that. I think that might have actually been Garrett Cole.
Was it Garrett Cole?
I think it was Garrett Cole who kind of laid the boom there.
I initially saw Derek Holton before I went down to look at the roster. So it's going to be a shotgun snap. Going in motion is Parks. McKee in the backfield with Gillespie. Mm. McKee will take it. Nothing going against that 5-2 defense front. Will be a loss of about 2 yards.
I give him credit. He did try to kind of go a little bit more to the left side there rather than just going straight up the gut. But, again, he just gets met by that wall up front. He's given up. I mean, he's got some size on him, does McKee, but he's given up probably a good 3 or 4 inches to most of those down linemen there for Opie.
Spread formation once again for the Blue Jays. Two receivers down here and then towards the bottom, one up top on the far side number. McKee in the backfield. Got him to pistol set with Gillespie. Going to be quick pass over to Judah Skipper. Goes through his hands and incomplete. So Gillespie now 0 for 2 on passes, and it's a third and long once again. Third and 13 at this time for the Blue Jays.
He's got to settle down a little bit. He just tried to force that one a little too hard. He saw that defense coming right at him, and he just wanted to get rid of that ball, not lose yardage. But you can't force a play to happen. You've got to let it develop.
Gillespie only a sophomore. McKee a junior. A lot of youth on this Caleb Hendricks team. But just trying to find that fit. A lot of these players were forced into position last year. So they've got some good experience coming back just trying to get everything to click. So spread formation once again. Two receivers here on the near side. One up top. McKee to Gillespie's left. Drops back, two-step drop, bombing
beautiful
it down
pass
here in the corner. Blake Redeker with an interception at the 38-yard line. He'll be tackled by Judah Skipper, the original intended receiver. And Blake Redeker has a 5-yard interception return. So turnover number one on the Blue Jays, and the Eagles have it at the 34-yard line of the Blue Jays. not as good as field position as the last time. They scored from 18 yards out on play number one. We'll see what play number two looks like right here.
And that's going to be kind of a confidence killer right there for Gillespie, because that was a beautiful pass. I mean, really, it was great. Just, again, slightly overthrew his receiver. And unfortunately, when you're playing Olpe, if you throw it off by just an inch, they'll pick it off and return it for a country mile.
Spread set for Damon Redeker. Garrett Cole, the tailback, with Redeker, trips to the right. Rolling to his right is Redeker, looking downfield, has a receiver open. He's going to try and find Darren Hines in the end zone. And Darren Hines has a 34-yard touchdown reception. Beat kind of did a juke move at the 10-yard line, got the separation, and it was pay dirt from there with a beautiful touchdown pass from the senior Damon Redeker. So two plays, two scores, and it's 13-0, 9:39 to play in this first quarter.
Yeah, that was just a beautiful pass as well. That one I thought was going to go maybe past the end zone and out into the parking lot, but he was able to reel it in perfectly, never took his eyes off of it. That was great hand-eye coordination.
Brayden Fowler, the sophomore, set for the extra point. Brayden is a fireball hurler on the baseball side of things. He'll give her the boot for 1 point. Through the uprights. And good. 14-0, 9:39 to go in the first. We'll take a quick break and have the ensuing kickoff right here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Citizen State Bank with 9 convenient locations. Download their CSB mobile app to access your account, pay bills, transfer money, and more. Visit bankcsb.biz. Member FDIC. By Murphy Agra LLC, serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City, Ben Lebo. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison football team and all other Madison fall sports teams this season. Go Dogs!
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Schmidt Custom Cabinetry. Call 475-3233 or visit their showroom on Highway 99 to turn your cabinet dreams into reality. Craftsmanship is their legacy. B&S Kennels in Opie, your trusted breeder of AKC registered purebred puppies. Like them on Facebook to find your forever friend. And Wagner Automotive General Service, for complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics. Your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison.
First cousin connection from Damon Redeker to Darren Hines from 34 yards out makes it 14-0, and Ted Skowski ready to give her the boot from the 40-yard line. Spiraling end over end over on the far side at the 10-yard line. Going to be taken by Creighton, and he is just tattooed by Blake Redeker at the 18-yard line. So this will be the third drive from the starting 18-yard line. And
wow.
They have negative 4 yards offensively with one turnover.
That was a statement hit right there.
So Blue Jays trying to get something going offensively, trailing 14-0, 9:34 to go in the first quarter. In search of victory number one on the season, they're 0-4. Going to be a draw to Carson McKee. Breaks one tackle, breaks another one before the cavalry can get there. And no gain as the Eagles were in the backfield trying to stop McKee.
Well, again, I got to give McKee a little bit of credit there. He actually beat a few of those down linemen, but then you have the secondary problem, which is those two linebackers that just come out of nowhere. And if the down linemen can't get the job done, those linebackers come in, and they're coming with a good built-up head of steam.
They did not give McKee forward progress, so call it a loss of one. If you guys remember Peyton Hillis from a couple years ago, actually maybe a decade ago, that's kind of what he reminds me out of that fullback position. A quick pass picked off by Blake Redeker again at the 26. He's got some lead blockers going for the pick six. He is into the end zone. Give him six, Chuck, maybe over, maybe they're going to call him down. No, he's in. They waited and waited. Chuck Seidel making his presence known, but a 24-yard pick six by Blake Redeker makes it 20-0 with 8:40 to go in this first 12 minutes of play.
Man, that's a heartbreaker. That was just another great pass there by Gillespie. I'll get it right eventually. That was another great pass, but again, just a little too high and a little too far. That's unfortunate.
So that's Blake Redeker's second interception of the ball game, returning it for the touchdown. Braden Fowler in for the extra point. Good snap, good hold. Kind of a low kick, but going to find its way through the uprights. 21-0 our score. 8:40 still left to play in this first quarter. We're going to take a breather once again here on KVUE FM, Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Emporia State University, preparing today's students for tomorrow's future. Bearcat Concrete Construction, quality concrete work to fit every need. Proudly serving the East Central Kansas area's concrete needs. Call 785-592-1527. And Kohlmeyer Dental, for your winning smile, call 342-9555. Or visit their location on East 12th Avenue next to Good Sense.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By Plumbing by Spelman 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. And by Ratcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties.
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trehum. Braden Fowler has it teed up this time. A spiraling kick and a bounce at the 17-yard line. Going to be fumbled. Ooh. Still on the ground before being followed on it by Eli McGinnis at the 14-yard line. So that'll be the worst starting field position on the evening for the Blue Jays. They have ran 8 offensive plays, have negative 4 yards, 2 interceptions, 1 return just previously by Blake Redeker for that pick 6, 1 penalty for 5 yards. So negative 9 yards so far against this stingy Terry Smith defense 5-2 front. Tony Gillespie 0 for 4 passing, trying to get things going. He's got trips to his right, one receiver up top in a spread formation, 2-step drop. Pressure coming from the end. Going to be nearly picked off by the linebacker Ted Skowski. Ooh. And Gillespie is down in the end zone, but he's going to get up. Hendricks wanting a late hit. Looks like his helmet might have came off, so he's going to have to be substituted out. And that's unfortunate for the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
As their backup quarterback, or rotation that they run with Nate Johnson. Johnson out with COVID protocols, so we'll see who they run at quarterback for this play.
Well, Gillespie tried to make something happen. Oh, he's going back
out. Well, actually,
out there.
He must have had an equipment issue, yeah. So he got it fixed. He's coming right back in.
He tried to make another play happen there as he was being pursued, but in that situation, when you've got a guy that tight on you and you really don't have any open receivers, best thing to do in that situation is just throw the ball to the sideline, throw it out of bounds. Don't risk another interception, which he almost did as I couldn't see the number on it, but the Opie Eagle downfield almost came up with a diving catch.
Yeah, it was Angel Cortez on
Thank
the
you.
Pursuit, and
yeah.
It was Ted Skowski diving for that interception.
Yeah.
Caleb Henderson, you want to take a timeout, talk things over. We'll stay right here with you. 21-0 our score. 8:24 left to go in this first quarter. This is the fourth overall matchup, like we said previously, between these two schools. Opie winning the 3 previous matchups. 2008 was the first meeting. That was my senior year in Tegan. That was a cold playoff game. May not be the coldest as far as temperatures would go, but it was like a kind of a mist played down at Pleasanton. That was the only time these teams have, I guess last year they played down at Pleasanton,
uh-huh.
But it was a very cold mist,
yeah,
that made 30 degrees feel like 0 degrees.
It's funny how that works, isn't it?
But as I mentioned also, that the 15-game winning streak that the undefeated, unscored upon teams in 64 and 65, and then they won one game against Hartford in week number 1 in 66 before losing to Roosevelt. So that 15-game winning streak started with Roosevelt in 64, ended with Roosevelt in 67, but that has now been eclipsed by the 16-game winning streak by this team. And that, you know, they hold that 64-65 team very, very high in the Opie lore. And
yeah,
these guys players are really etching their names in the history books.
Oh, absolutely.
Spread set, 2nd and 10 for Gillespie. Going to be a draw to McKee. Breaks one tackle. Actually, no, a nice ankle tackle, not letting him get by Blake Skowski and Angel Cortez. A loss of 1 on the carry.
Again, this Opie defense just has that run sniffed out. You know, there's not a lot of room for McKee to operate. You know, he's a big guy. If he can get ahead of steam build, though, he might be able to truck some guys over. But, again, he's just not having the breathing room he'd like.
Taken, here's a connection for you with Carson McKee. I played with his older brother at Independence, Cody McKee.
Ah.
So Cody ended up being a trainer for us on at Independence. But it's like I said, the McKee name is like the Redickers are to Opie. The McKees are always on a Pleasanton roster. Rolling to his right, third down for Gillespie. Going to throw it up. Going to be picked off.
No.
Oh, no, it's actually going to be knocked down. Darren Hines.
Hines got a little too excited.
Yeah, Darren Hines deflecting it out of Damon Redicker's hand, so it'll fall incomplete.
Everybody wanted the interception.
So we'll bring up a fourth and long 11. And Gillespie most likely have to be in punt formation.
Yeah, and he's way back there. He needs to get this off quick. His guys need to get down the field quick because we've already seen how well the Opie Eagles can return it. If they get a nice seam right up the middle, they're just going to walk it right in for six more.
Last time he punted from his 15-yard line, and the Eagles made it back to the 18.
Yeah.
This time they're snapping it at the 12.
Ooh.
Long spiraling kick going to be fielded by Derek Holting at the 42-yard line, trying to get a block. Gets one by Ted Skowski, and they're going to throw a flag.
Yep.
We call that helmet the helmet, so this return will be all for naught for Derek Holting. He's still going down to the 20-yard line. But Ted Skowski led with the helmet.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that'll be. It probably won't be. It's going to be a blindside hit.
Yeah.
That's kind of the emphasis in high school and actually all of football throughout that we've seen in the last decade.
And that's a rare miscue by Skowski. He's usually a very no disrespect intended. But he's usually a very smart player. He doesn't tend to lead with the helmet. He knows his approach, he knows what to do, and that's just an unfortunate penalty. It's not one we're used to seeing from him.
So it's going to be a 15-yard penalty basically from the 45-yard line, so it'll push the Eagles back into their own territory, and they'll have first and 10 from their own 40-yard line. You know, that's a football play.
Yeah.
It's still a football play. You can't knock Ted on that.
No.
Blame it on Piercy.
Huh?
Blame it on his workout partner.
Blame it on old Percy. Yeah,
blame it on Percy Moore.
Percy Moore, if you're listening, Michael Deeker thinks it's your fault, so I'll let you two hash that out.
So the Eagles now on their offensive play number 3. They've scored on their previous 2. This one will be a little bit more difficult from their own 39-yard line and make it
another
even
flag.
More difficult. It's going to be a legal procedure on the Eagles. So back-to-back penalties for the Eagles after the 15-yard personal foul by Ted Skowski. It'll be a 5-yard procedural penalty.
We'll
bring up first and 15 from their own 34-yard line. They spotted it at the 39, the original line of scrimmage.
You mentioned the man, the myth, the legend, Percy Moore, who has been conducting a lot of workouts for area athletes, including several Opie Eagles. Actually, Percy will be joining us on the Talk of Emporia next Wednesday to talk a little bit about that work. So.
You're welcome for the segue.
Thank you.
I-formation for Damon Redicker.
We're nothing if not giving.
Tied in, Truman Bailey here on the near side. Receiver on each number, Blake Redicker and Darren Hines. Going to be a design quarterback draw by Damon Redicker. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage maybe a little bit more. Call it a gain of 7 on the rush.
This will be the
and the Blue Jays have kept him out of the end zone.
Yeah, this will be the first multi-play drive by the Eagles so far in this ballgame, as this will be only their third. That's their only their third offensive play. Their fourth coming up.
First play was an 18-yard scamper by Damon Redicker. Second play was the 34-yard pass to from Damon Redicker to Darren Hines. And now a second and 8 for the Eagles. 6:44 to play in the first quarter. They lead things 21-0. Pro formation for Damon Redicker under center. He'll be a cross buck taken by Garrett Cole. Gets tripped up just shy of the first down marker. Give him a gain of about 6 on the carry.
Good tackle made there by number 22. I don't have him on my roster.
So that was 22?
I believe that was.
Or 62.
62, yes, 62. Sorry. That was Cordell Self. Good little shoestring tackle. Just goes ahead and ties up the feet, brings him down. And I think that's been the issue here a few times. They're trying to tackle up high, and that's just not going to work with these guys. You got to tie up the legs and take away their biggest weapons.
Third and a long 2 for Damon Redicker and company. I formation. Going to be a dive taken by Derek Holting. He's got a first down. Breaks a tackle. Bulls over the defender at the 45, down to the 43-yard line. And that will be a rush of 9 yards.
This is also the longest drive for either team we've seen so far. None of them lasting longer than a minute here in the early goings. This one now stretching over 2.
5:35 to play in the first quarter. Eagles once again in Blue Jay territory. Ball spotted in between the hashes at the 44-yard line. I formation once again. 2 receivers here on the near side. Blake Skowski and Blake Redicker. Going to be a dive taken once again by Derek Holting. Nice open field tackle by Karsten McKee, stopping him after a gain of about 5 yards. I call it four on Derek Holting.
And McKee didn't do anything but stay right in his pathway. He knew exactly where he was going to go, took up that middle part of the rushing lane, got right in his way, was able to just trip him up a little bit. But the one thing that they need to do a little better at them being Pleasanton is they got to close up that middle, because Olpe is picking up about 4 to 5 yards per carry, just punching it right up the gut.
No goal eye formation once again, tied in on the right side, Truman Bailey. Hard count. Going to be a play-action pass by Damon Redeker. Looking to his left. Pressure coming from the far side. Going to look downfield. Finds Truman Bailey at the 18. Now 10. Going to find his way into the end zone. 40-yard touchdown pass. Damon Redeker to Truman Bailey. 27-0. 4:34 to play in the first.
Wow, that looked like another pass that was just going to go incomplete. Went through the hands of a defender. Goes straight into the hands of Truman Bailey. I mean, really, that you want to talk about threading the needle. That was like threading a needle in a windstorm. That was impressive. Can't take that away. That was awesome.
Fowler in to attempt the extra point. I believe Triton Yabara is the long snapper. Yabara tore his ACL in week number one. Got bad news. And he's decided to play it out. Yeah. He gives a good snap to Damon Redeker, and the kick is good by Braden Fowler. 28-0 now our score, 4:34 to play in this opening quarter. We'll take a quick one-minute break here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Kansas Land Tire at 611 Prairie Street in Emporia. For car, truck, or farm tires, if you're out of air or need repair, these guys care. 620-343-8473. And Angela Blankley of Coldwell Banker Emporia Real Estate. Thinking about buying or selling? Now is a great time to call Angela. 344-6368.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today, 620-794-1229, to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. And Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com.
A five-play drive going 61 yards results in another touchdown for the Eagles, and they lead things 28-0. Kickoff taken by Jeffrey Caton, and he is just planted at the 30-yard line by Damon Redeker. So it'll be the best starting field position of the night for the Blue Jays.
I will say this. I think Caton had a smart approach there. He actually caught that on the run rather than waiting for it to come to him. So he already had that head of steam built up when he was going, and I think that gave him a much better chance. He picked up a few more yards than what we've seen so far from the Blue Jays.
Blue Jays looking for some positive plays this drive. Karsten McKee with the head of steam has a gain of one, maybe one and a half, and that will be their first positive yardage of the ball game.
Well, and Olpe just kind of left that middle section open a little too long. McKee able to kind of bang inside there. You got to make sure you're clamping down on that as quickly as you possibly can. They definitely weren't on top of them as fast as we've seen so far tonight.
Both of these teams jockeying for positions in the district play in the southeast side of things on 1A 11 man. Just under four to play here in the first quarter. Eagles lead things 28-0. Eagles 4-0, Blue Jays 0-4 on this season. Shotgun formation for Gillespie. He drops back, looking over the middle, trying to find Clayton, but nothing there as he overshoots him by about 10 yards.
Once again, not letting the play develop right there. He saw the rush coming around on both sides and up the middle, so he tries to force it down the field, hoping his receiver's going to be there. Unfortunately, he just wasn't able to kind of pick up on that, and I'm not even sure he knew that was coming to him.
Gillespie now 0-7 on the passing game. Two interceptions, one being returned for a touchdown. This will be their third down of the contest. Or excuse me, fourth down of the contest. They are 0-3 so far. Play action pass rolling to his left is Gillespie trying to find some open field. There is none. Hey. And he runs out of bounds at the original line of scrimmage.
Give him some credit on that one. That was actually kind of a nice little misdirection sort of play right there, as he actually did let McKee get hands on the ball and then pulled it away instead of trying to just fake the handoff like you'll normally see. So, I mean, that was a smart attempt there. Unfortunately, doesn't bear any fruit.
So they will end. It to be 4th and 9, Gillespie in punt formation. So the first time they have got within 10 yards, and they're going to have a false start on the far left end. Mm. Stood up and didn't even try to act like, hey, I'm going in motion or anything else.
So you'll get called for that one every 5 time.
5-yard penalty, their second on the evening. 3.5 to play here in the first. 28-0. Eagles looking for more. Derek Holting, Damon Redeker back deep at their own 44-yard line to receive Gillespie's kick. And we've got a car in the end zone, if you're listening.
With their lights on?
Yeah, east end zone in the corner. Shut your lights off so we can continue this ball game.
I don't think they have us tuned on.
I don't think so.
That's
we'll
hurtful.
Good snap. The punt, a beautiful kick by Gillespie. Going to be fielded at the 42-yard line. In Eagle territory by Damon Redeker. Waits for that blocks to develop. He's in the 30 now, 25. Got a few more blockers to go before being tackled down at the 14-yard line. So a nice 50-yard punt return by Damon Redeker, and the Eagles are set up for another score here after leading by 4 scores.
And the freshman Taryn Ogden making the tackle on that for Pleasanton. Did a great job. He shed his block. If he was not able to get around him, that was going to be a return for a touchdown right there. So, you know, got to give credit to the freshman being able to get rid of his blocker so he can make that touchdown-saving tackle.
So Eagles have a 1st and 10 from the Blue Jay 15-yard line. Ball on the near hash. I formation for Damon Redeker. Garrett Cole, the fullback. Derek Holting, the tailback. Bailey, the tight end on the left side. Redeker and Darren Hines, the 2 receivers. And it looks like we might have a false start penalty on the left guard. So that'll be a 5-yard penalty on the Eagles. That'll be their 3rd of the night.
Yeah, big jump there by the line, I think. Just a little overly excited to get the playoff. And, you know, that happens. Penalties haven't really derailed any of their momentum so far this season. We saw them pick up quite a few flags in the Linden ball game. And, we saw the result of that.
So 1st and 15 now from the 20. Same formation. Redeker under Eli Foraker. Rolling to his right, looking downfield. Getting some pressure here. Going to roll out of it. Nice play by Damon Redeker to avert disaster. Looking to the end zone for Blake Redeker, but it falls incomplete. And it'll bring up 2nd down.
Good
first
scramble.
Incompletion for Damon Redeker, but looked like he was going to be sacked for a loss of about 15 on the play. I believe that was looked like that was Braden Baldwin bringing pursuit. And Damon Redeker did a spin mood and just narrowly escaped disaster.
Yeah, it was a good heads-up maneuver to get his hand down and keep his feet underneath him, but Pleasanton kind of let up on the pursuit there, as I think they thought he was going down. That gave him enough time to kind of scramble away to the right side and get rid of that ball. If you got a guy who's on the ropes there, don't let up on him. Get on top of him. Knock him down. Make sure he goes down.
Surprise, surprise. I formation. Going to be a crossbuck, actually taken by, not a crossbuck, actually being a quarterback keeper by Damon Redeker. He's going to get past the original line of scrimmage and then some. Call it a gain of 8 on the rush.
Well, run game working pretty well there for the Eagles, erasing the penalty from earlier, but here comes 3rd down.
3rd and 7. The Eagles are 1 for 1 on 3rd down so far in this ball game. Ball in the near hash, spotted at the 12-yard line. 1st down marker, it looks to be the 5-yard line. I formation, once again, Darren Hines, Blake Redeker, the 2 receivers on the far side. Truman Bailey, the tight end here on the left. Going to be a dive taken by Derek Holting. He's got a block, cuts up back in field. Pushing, trying to get to that 1st down marker. He's at the 5, maybe the 6. Looks like Chuck Seidel is going to call him short by a yard. So a 6-yard rush by Derek Holting. And it'll be decision time for Coach Schmidt.
I think you go for it in this situation. You're your guys are picking up 5-6 yards per carry. You're deep in enemy territory. I don't see why you don't.
Braden Fowler stays on the sideline. I was just seeing if they were going to kick the field goal, try and get some experience for Fowler replacing Gabe Castillo. But, nope, they break the huddle, and they're going to go for it. 4th and 1 from the 6-yard line.
Watch for the keeper here to go right up that center line. It's only a yard he needs.
That's exactly what he does. Breaks one tackle into the end zone on the quarterback sneak from 6 yards out. Damon Redeker's 4th overall touchdown on the night. His 2nd on the ground. Make things 34-0, 1:32 to play in this first quarter.
I traveled back from the future to tell you that was going to happen.
That's very good, Tegan. Tony Romo-esque.
Thank you. Minus the hair.
So as we said, Triton Yabara back this week, long snapping. The torn left ACL.
Yabara getting some good guidance from the sideline, too, in terms of being in the long snapper position, as they've got Austin Passmore, former long snapper for Emporia State, on their coaching staff this year. A lot of experience and a lot of knowledge to bestow on him for that.
Good snap, a good hold. And a good kick by Fowler makes things 35-0, 1:32 left to play in the first quarter.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by USD 252 Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, prideful schools and communities. By Hanna Orthodontics, a proud supporter of area youth. For confidence with every smile, visit Drs. Joe and Richard Hanna at Hanna Orthodontics in Emporia. And by Scott's Welding Service, 719 Graham in Emporia, your full-service welding fabrication shop with both in-house and mobile capabilities.
Area High School Football, brought to you in part by Mayer Electric. See Kevin Mayer for all of your indoor and outdoor, commercial and residential electrical needs. Proud to support the OP Eagles. And Henry Ott, with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Vaughn Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340.
35-0 our score, 1:32 to go after the quarterback sneak from 6 yards out by Damon Redeker. Braden Fowler set to kick off from the 40-yard line. Eagles initially had 12 guys out there, but they're now down to 11. Actually, no, they're not. They only had 10. Trying to figure it out, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Yep, they need one more.
Coach Schmidt, you can hear him yelling from the sideline. That's one of those things, you know, he sometimes has to look at just the little things. That's about all they do wrong. He wants his guys to be focused.
And over and kick going to be bouncing, a kind of a knuckleball once it bounced, but fielded by Clayton at the 15. He makes it 4 yards before being downed by Andrew Foraker and Derek Holting.
Hey, good sportsmanship shown right there by Derek Holting after they flatten him. They help him back up to his feet. That's good sportsmanship. You want to see that.
And we got Isaac Miller going to retrieve the tee. I believe he is pretty close to seeing his first action on the year, maybe next week against Jackson Heights. He separated his shoulder in the Jamboree against Mission Valley there in the preseason. So hopefully, Isaac, that'll be a big plus to the offensive line and defensive line for the Eagles. Spread formation for Gillespie, kind of a errant snap, but recovered. Gillespie might have a receiver, but an excellent defensive play by Blake Redeker to dive and deflect the pass before it made its way into the hands of Jeffrey Caton.
Yeah, the Eagles are just doing a great job of tracking that ball. They're playing a great man-to-man coverage. They're keeping right on top of things, not really allowing for any big plays or any big chunk plays there. You got to feel a little bit there for Caton. His poor kid's been working his butt off out there, and he just hasn't been able to come down with it.
Pistol set for Gillespie and McKee behind him. Split back as Parks on the left side. Taken by McKee.
Little indecisiveness there from McKee.
No gain by McKee. Looks like he was brought down by Garrett Cole and Braden Weiss. Brings up another 3rd and long.
You know better than anybody, Michael. You hesitate for just the slightest second, especially when you're trying to run that ball up right up the middle. You hesitate, things aren't going to go your way.
Well, those five men front, I mean, the holes are not going to develop against that five man front against Opie. I mean,
no, especially how close they line up.
Their assignment's sound. They're going to, if they are going to stay up, if not, they're going to be cutting those guys that really clogs up that line of scrimmage. But a 3rd and long, trips to the left, bunch set. Going to throw it long here in front of us. Got a receiver, but just overshoots him once again. Creighton once again the intended receiver, so fourth down once again for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, and winning that one-on-one matchup there was Blake Redeker as he just outran Caton on that one. And unfortunately, if you can't win the foot race, you're not going to come down with the ball.
Blake Redeker, two interceptions so far in the first quarter, one going for 6 points on the pick six. Blue Jays having the punt away with 34 seconds to go in the first quarter, trailing 35 to nothing. Left-footed kick by Gillespie, going to be fair caught by Derek Holting at his at the Blue Jay 46-yard line, I believe, is where they're going to spot it.
First fair catch we've seen so far tonight on either side.
Call it the 45. Ball will be on the near hash in Blue Jay territory. The Eagles will have 29 seconds left to go in this opening quarter.
Well, it's taken them less than that, significantly less than that on a few of these drives to score, so we'll see if they maybe just try and toss a bomb down the field. It's worked at almost every single time that they've done it.
We have a score update from Madison Oxford. It's also Madison's homecoming down south. They're leading Oxford 30 to nothing, 3:14 left to go in the first quarter.
They want to get to the homecoming dance quick.
Pro formation for Damon Redeker under center, receiver on each number. Going to be a fullback dive taken by Garrett Cole. Breaks one, breaks two, still driving. Push him down to the 34-yard line, or excuse me, the 39-yard line, a gain of six on the carry.
It's about the average here for Olpe from the ground, and but you got to give some credit also to Pleasanton there, as they really did jam up that middle section there. Didn't really give him a lot of room to get his legs moving as effectively as we're used to seeing.
So if you guys remember, I guess if you have ESPN Plus, you can still watch Chris Berman do NFL primetime and do his highlights. But if you see Garrett Cole run, it's boom, boom, the old Swami, boom, boom, boom. The head of steam, and that will conclude our first quarter of play. The Eagles are out to a 35 to nothing lead. We'll take a quick break and have second quarter action upcoming on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by GR Roofing. Proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today, 344-0661. Nextech Wireless, the latest wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless, located inside Flint Hills Mall. And Van Gundy Farms, your local Hogemeyer seed dealer serving the greater Lyon County area. Proud sponsors of all area athletes.
Area High School Football being brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. Moon Title and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck. And Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent, getting you the right coverage at the right time. A trusted professional with 15 years of experience. That's Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia.
After the quarter break, the Eagles will be facing a 2nd and 5 from the Blue Jay 40-yard line. They made things look easy in the first quarter, and they lead things 35 to nothing as we await the second 12 minutes of this ballgame. Ball is on the far hash. Going to be an I formation for Damon Redeker. He had four of those touchdowns in that first quarter. The other touchdown coming from Blake Redeker on the interception. Two receivers here on the near side. Going to be a dive, actually an off-tackle run by
great hit,
Derek Holting. And a nice play there by Eli McGinnis, stopping Derek Holting after a gain of only 2 yards.
McGinnis doing the smart thing, too. He went low. He didn't try to go up and try to muscle him or push him around. Came straight through, took the legs out. Can't run if your feet aren't on the ground. I mean, a smart heads-up play there.
3rd and 3 from the Blue Jay 38-yard line. First down marker at the 35. Going to be a shotgun formation, something we really haven't seen much this game.
No.
Four receivers set. Cole, the tailback, in the backfield with Redeker. Going to be a hard count. Going to be a play-action pass. Rolling to his right. Breaking out of the pocket is Redeker. Looking downfield. Going to try and find Derek Holting at the 25. But a great play by Judas Skipper to knock it out of bounds. And it brings up 4th down once again for the Eagles. They are 1-for-1 on 4th down conversions so far tonight.
It's a little bit of a different situation, only at the 37-yard line here. It'd be very interesting to see what Coach Schmidt elects to do.
The last fourth down came from 6 yards out. That was fourth and one, and resulted in a touchdown. Ball on the far hash. I formation this time. Blake Skowski actually going to be a double tight set. He gets set. One receiver up top. Going to be a play action. We're looking to his left is Redeker. He has a receiver. That is Garrett Cole, I believe, out of the backfield. Yep. He's got enough for a first down. An 8-yard pass will get another first down for the Eagles.
I think Coach Schmidt almost had a mini heart attack down there because he did bobble that pass just slightly. Still able to reel it in. I mean, you don't usually see when a guy bobbles a pass like that, you don't usually see him pull it in tight like he did because, you know, he especially when he had a defender as close as he did, right on his back almost. Didn't come in and try and knock it away.
A fresh set of downs for the Eagles on the Blue Jay 30-yard line. Shotgun formation, I think. Going to be a kind of a diamond formation. Yeah. Two receivers on each side, one kind of in a bunch pistol set taken by Redeker. And he's got to follow those lead blocks. He's got a first down and more. Call it 30 yards for another touchdown on the night for Damon Redeker. Touchdown number 5 makes it 41-0, 10:25 to go here in the first half.
Not much to critique on that. I mean,
That's a formation you don't see very often. That's Coach Schmidt really dialing deep into the playbook.
But, hey, it's effective. Just build a wall in front of him, take out the guys coming at him, let him run. I mean, that's about as simple as it gets.
Fowler in for the extra point. Good snap. Good hold. The kick through the uprights and good.
Right off a taillight.
42-0. See if Ace Deeker's down there trying to catch that ball. He's not getting too aggressive yet. Kind of cool to see him out there, Tegan, you know, the next generation over there. But 10:25 to go in the first half. We'll take a quick break here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by the Opie State Bank. Think of Opie State Bank if you need a home or agriculture loan. Contact one of their lending specialists to achieve your dreams. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Doug Schmidt Construction, a trusted name in construction for over 40 years. When you want quality at an affordable price, consider Doug Schmidt Construction. And the City of Opie, location, schools, convenience, and security make Opie a great place to live and raise a family. Area High School Football brought to you in part by Paul Dean, Attorney at Law, providing quality and experienced legal services since 1997. Call Putnam and Dean at 342-2662 and make the right legal decisions. And Leffler Prime Performance, proud to serve the area with high-quality local beef at a fair price. Call Jacqueline at 366-2533 or find Leffler Prime Performance on Facebook.
Michael Deeker alongside Tegan Trahoon, 42-0 after the 30-yard touchdown run by senior quarterback Damon Redeker. He's looking for that homecoming crown tonight with four of his fellow seniors, five total seniors, going for that crown tonight. Ball will bounce at the 20. Ooh. Skipping past Creighton, going to receive it at the 12. Host of Eagles coming, and he'll be down at the 16-yard line.
Yeah, that's just a bad, bad, bad decision there by Creighton. He was trying to let it bounce a little bit, pop right up into his hands, and instead it goes right past him. And I think he's fortunate he was able to kind of get it stopped before the momentum carried it any further, because there was a good possibility he gets tackled at the one. That thing was bouncing hard.
So first and 10 for the Blue Jays. Ball in the near hash, 16-yard line of their own. 10-20 to play, trying to get something going offensively to keep up with this green machine of the Eagles. Trips to the right, going in motion is Parks. He'll line up on the right side, split end. Going to be a handoff taken by McKee, kind of going to bounce out to the outside before falling down basically at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play.
Feet went right out from under him. He was trying to, I think, cut back to the right side and get kind of inside that open hole up the middle, but unfortunately his feet just failed him and basically went right out from underneath him.
So McKee's got 7 carries on the night, negative 3 yards rushing.
Oof.
Negative 4 yards of offense to the Blue Jays' claim so far tonight. Mm. Shotgun formation, two receivers up top, one here on the near side numbers. Gillespie rolling to his right, going to bomb it downfield, going to have a receiver. Is it caught on the far sideline?
I think it is.
They're going to give it a reception to Hayden Johnson. An excellent play down to the 38-yard line, a nice 22-yard pass. That was the first completion of the night for Gillespie.
Well, and I think that was a heads-up play by the coaching staff, too. I think that the marching orders for Johnson on that one was cut down the field as fast as you possibly can and then cut back slightly, let your guy get ahead of you. We're going to throw it about 4 yards back from where he's going to be. That was just a great misdirection, kind of a good trick play there by Johnson on the pursuit.
Blue Jays going no huddle, looking for a quick pass over here to Judah Skipper, and it falls incomplete. That was Gillespie's first completion on that completed pass to Hayden Johnson. He's now 1 out of 11 passing tonight.
Well, and then you go from just that awesome pass down the field right back into what he's kind of been, it's been his signature tonight, and that is rushing the play a little bit. Tried that little pass off to the left side, and it just was too fast, too soon. Everything that could have gone wrong on that one kind of just went wrong.
Well, the Eagles are kind of playing back, so I like that. I like that opportunity for the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
It's just not.
You got to let it develop.
Correct. So shotgun formation for Gillespie. Going to be a handoff taken by McKee. He'll have maybe 2 yards on the carry down to the 40-yard line. Brings up 3rd and 8.
McKee picking up the hitting a little bit there, too, as he ran through a few Olpe defenders. Doing a pretty good job of starting to maybe build a little momentum and kind of assert his dominance, but you got to wonder how much energy he's using just to get, you know, maybe a yard or two, and how that's going to affect him possibly going into the later part of this first half, into the second half.
McKee has a cowboy collar. You don't see those things very much anymore.
Yeah. He's a big boy. I'll give him that.
3rd and a long 7, call it 8 yards. Trips to the left, rolling to his left is Gillespie, throwing it up for grabs. Hayden Johnson has another catch, this time into Eagle territory, going up over the outstretched arms of Darren Hines, and the Blue Jays have their first taste into that Eagle defense, this time all the way down to the 34-yard line. An excellent pass, 48 yards passing now for Gillespie and Johnson. A good combination so far tonight.
Yeah, Hines just gave him a little too much room, and I think he was expecting it to either be underthrown or overthrown. It was about pinpoint accurate.
Second first down of the game for the Blue Jays. They'll go to the workhorse, McKee. He'll get maybe a gain of 1. No gain on the play.
You know, you look at McKee, he's kind of built like what you want a running back to be built like. Very solid big guy up top, and just has some powerful legs down low. I mean, he kind of looks like one of those picture-perfect definitions of what you want your running back to be built like.
2nd and 10 for the Blue Jays. Ball on the near hash. Trips to the right. One receiver down here on the near side number. McKee in the backfield with Gillespie. Dropping back. Quick pass over to Johnson.
Right
this
there.
Time the connection no good. And we'll bring up 3rd down. It was a slant pattern, but he threw him behind him.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to lead him. And incomplete pass. But, you know, sophomore quarterback against a heavy pressure defense, that's going to happen.
Well, and it's like I said, he's had trouble letting the plays develop here tonight. He's got to remember, his guys can't see where he's throwing when their back is to him. He has to let them get turned around and see him before he throws. And unfortunately, he just doesn't do that. And, you know, if he just let those plays develop about another second or two, I think he's got more completions than just 2 tonight.
3rd and 10, they need the Eagle 24-yard line for a first down. Gillespie dropping back the pass, has a receiver. Skipper going to be short of the first down before being thrown down by Derek Holting. Call it a gain of 9, going to be down to the 25-yard line, so a 4th and manageable for the Blue Jays.
He makes up for it right there. That was just a nice little lob pass right over the defense. Had a guy downfield, and Olpe tried to get to it, but another Blue Jay right behind the intended receiver kind of cut the field off there. You know, you talk about basketball terms and things like that, boxing out for the rebound. It's kind of what the Blue Jay did there. He didn't really push or shove. He just kind of got his body in front of him, wasn't able to get into the passing lane, so to speak.
Spread formation, Gillespie rolling to his right, needing 1, looking to his right, rolling, going to have a pass.
That's close.
There's a flag coming. They're going to call it a completed pass. So the Blue Jays will have a first down. We'll see what the flag is. Did Judah Skipper push off, or was that going to be a defensive pass interference?
I think that's probably going to go towards pass interference, as he did kind of come right down on top of him.
We'll see what the indication is. comes the white hat. Defensive pass interference, so a first down regardless for the Blue Jays. They're third on the night, and they're looking to get on the scoreboard. Trailing things 42-0, 6:43 to play in this ball game. So they'll elect to take the penalty. And that penalty marker will be down after marking off the penalty down to the Eagle 12-yard line. So this varsity defense only giving up one touchdown so far on this season against Linden 2 weeks ago, and Blue Jays looking for another touchdown against this stingy Eagle defense. Gillespie throwing it up. Darren Hines going to pick it off at the goal line. Declining, the Eagle defense bends but does not break as Darren Hines steps in front of the pass. Intended receiver was Hayden Johnson this time. Hayden Johnson was unable to take it away from Hines. So that'll be the third interception on the night for Gillespie. I liked what he was doing there.
Yeah, unfortunately
for him.
But just
kind of underthrown once again.
And, you know, you can only get away with it so often. He got away with quite a few of those where he either threw it behind, way ahead of, or threw it just too low. And eventually that's going to end up in the opposition's hands, and it happened right there. You hate to see that hard work kind of go for naught, but good heads up. Good heads up ball hawking play there by the defense of Olpe.
So Hines gets out to the 2-yard line, so the Eagles will take over with 6:36 to play with a 42-0 lead. Dropping back to passes, Redeker trying to throw it to an intended receiver. Blake Skowski was there. Blue Jay faithful was kind of wanting an intentional grounding, as that would have been a safety if that would have been called.
Well, to be fair, he did have a receiver in the proximity. I think you could make the argument either way. He was trying to find his receiver. He just maybe overthrew him. But nonetheless, you know, smart heads-up play to get rid of it, because if he got hit right there, that's bad news.
So Redeker now 3 out of 5 passing for 82 yards after that thrown away pass. He's got 5 touchdowns overall, 2 through the air, 3 on the ground. He'd be the player of the game, but Hagan with being the
crowning ceremony,
we're going to have to find somebody else.
Yeah, I'm kind of sitting here like, how are we going to justify this?
So a dive taken by Damon Redeker actually kept it, and it'll bring up a 3rd and 7 after a rush of 3.
The officiating crew been on top of things pretty well here tonight.
Local crew.
Yep, led by Jared Giffen, the principal at Riverside Elementary School in Emporia. He had a few words for me earlier today, and I said I was going to make sure he was all over this broadcast. So, Mr. Giffen, good to see you out there. And,
Giffen calling a spade a spade.
And I've known him my whole life. He's a great guy. He likes to give me a little hard time, but great officiating crew out there.
3rd and 7 for the Eagles. 2-step, 3-step drop for Damon Redeker, looking for a screen. Going to have Derek Holting here. Going to have a first down. Got a host of blockers, but a flag coming down. Might be a hold. He's breaking away. He's at the 30 now, 35, before being brought down at the 42-yard line. But a flag is down at the 20-yard line.
That's going to bring him back.
So the first down will be all for naught, and I'm sure that'll be marked off.
Yeah, I couldn't see the number, but that's definitely going against the Eagles. I could see down there just trying to give him a little bit of room, grabbed a hold of the jersey, pushed back, and if you didn't know it, you can't do that.
So it's a holding is the indication, so it'll be 10 yards from the spot of the infraction, so almost they'll still gain a little bit,
but not what they were hoping for.
So the ball will now be on the 10-yard line, so it should bring up a 3rd and 2 after the penalty is marked off.
Well, okay, so Pleasanton's sideline having a conversation with the far side official there, and very interesting what they're discussing. It went in their favor. I guess head coach didn't really like it. He maybe wanted more on that.
I think he was hoping for a clip instead of a hold, and they were saying, hey, he was engaged up front.
Hey, take what you can get.
Yep. But Chuck Seidel all over it. Rick Cunningham, yep. Marcus Urkel, the other Emporia bunch on this officiating crew. So 3rd and manageable for the Eagles. Going to be a handoff taken by Derek Holting. He's got a nice seal on the outside. He's got a first down for being tripped up at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, got upended again. Pleasanton doing some things right down there, tackling low, taking the steam away, you know, taking out the legs. Smart move there, but still picking up 6 to 8 yards per carry. You're not going to really take the sails out of an offense when they're still picking up positive yardage on every single carry, you've got to start trying to set them back. You need to start bringing a little bit more pressure up the middle.
Fresh set of downs for the Eagles at their own 19-yard line. 4:37 to play in this first half, a 42-0 lead. Crossback taken by the fullback, Garrett Cole. He's going to have a first down. A flag comes out once again. He's got a 15-yard carry. But the flag way back at the original line of scrimmage, maybe even more at the 16-yard line. So yes. Another penalty once again on the Eagles.
Sometimes when you see those holes develop, you kind of can know what the call is going to be, and it looks like it might be holding again. Yep, that's going to be the call. Again, you know, I can't speak to it as much as you can, Mike, you know, when it comes to the defensive versus offensive line battles, but you know, from what I understand, sometimes you get in there, you just kind of forget for a moment, you grab a hold of that jersey and you don't let go. You've got to make sure you release.
So a 10-yard penalty once again on the hold. So this was even behind the line of scrimmage. So first and 21 now for the Eagles at their own 8-yard line.
Watch for the pass.
Pretty much they've been the only ones to stop themselves, as that was their fifth penalty on the night.
And you know Coach Schmidt is going to want to talk about that in the locker room.
Go with that loaded shotgun formation. Once again, Damon Redeker hit a steam before being brought down at the original line of scrimmage, so 11-yard rush.
Well, my Tony Romo-esque predictions ran out there. I said watch for the pass. Goes for the run there, I guess. But that is the smart strategy, especially when you're kind of backed up deep in your own zone. You don't really want to risk either an interception or you don't want to risk getting flushed out of the pocket and having to try and scramble that close to the goal line.
3.5 to play now in the half. Brings up 2nd and 10 from the 20-yard line. Ball on the just shy of the far hash. Opie recognizing class reunions of 10, 25, and 50, recognizing last year and this year because COVID eliminated that. Toss sweep over here to Derek Holting on the near side. Going to be tripped up at the 25-yard line. Believe that was Jeffrey Caton just going low and taking the legs out.
Going low and keeping a hand up a little high because he knows that Holting kind of likes to try and leap over the tackler there, got the hand up and was able to trip up the ankle. So when he came down, he really had nothing to land on except for his knees and his face and just hits the dirt.
3rd and 3, 3rd and a long 3 for the Eagles. They're going to need the ball's at the 26. They're going to need the 29-yard line to keep this drive alive. 2:40 and counting. 42-0 is the score. They've scored once this quarter. Shotgun formation, trips to the left. Going to be a design quarterback run, maybe an option. Tossed over to Garrett Cole. He's got a first down, call it a gain of 6 on the rush.
Nice little lateral back there. Goes ahead and builds up the steam, finds the seam, does Redeker. Comes up the middle, and then as soon as he sees the backers coming up, he just flips it right back. Good smart play. You know, you make the room, you give him somewhere to go, and then you just go ahead and toss it right back to him and let him pick up the extra yardage. That's smart play. Smart play.
So that'll be the Eagles' 4th first down on the night.
This is their longest drive so far on the night. 7 plays already. This is number 8.
Crossback taken by Garrett Cole, the fullback. Breaks 1 before being tripped up at the after a rush of 5 yards.
Well, and Pleasanton starting to double up there on the hits. 1 going high, 1 going low.
Eagles are going no huddle with 1:35 to play in the half. Play action pass. Got a receiver.
Wide
that is Truman
field.
Bailey.
Long
and
coverage.
He has got no one around him. 15, 10, 5, touchdown Eagles. A 63-yard touchdown score. Truman Bailey's 2nd one of the night from the hands of Damon Redeker. Makes things 48-0, 1:23 to go in this half.
Yeah, that was just blown coverage by Pleasanton. They were too far back and left the midfield wide open. There was really nobody that was going to catch up to him. You got to make sure you're on your man. I mean, you can't leave them that wide open and not expect a bullet pass to lead to 6.
So Fowler in to attempt the extra point once again. Good snap, good hold. And the kick is good. Fowler 7 for 7 on the extra points so far tonight. 1:23 left to go before halftime. We'll take a quick 30-second break here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by Citizens State Bank with 9 convenient locations. Download their CSB mobile app to access your account, pay bills, transfer money, and more. Visit bankcsb.biz, member FDIC. By Murphy Agra LLC, serving the local agricultural community. See Murphy Agra for all of your fertilizer and chemical needs in Strong City, Ben Lebo. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison football team and all other Madison fall sports teams this season. Go Dogs!
We welcome you back to Opie High School homecoming here this evening for the Eagles. 49-0 is our score. Damon Redeker has accounted for 6 total touchdowns tonight. And he is that 6th touchdown tonight was a 63-yard bomb to Truman Bailey. Truman Bailey just found some open space and let the wheels do the rest of the talking.
You know, you mentioned homecoming here. I don't know what the theme is for the homecoming dance, but if it's Hawaiian, you and I'd be set up for chaperoning.
I think so. I know it looked like the theme might have been 80s because I saw like some Top Gun floats. I was not able to make it down to the homecoming parade this afternoon, but
I think the Hawaiian shirts still work for them.
I think
Hawaii 5-0 or
they they had Hawaiian Day for one of the spirit days this
week.
We
missed it.
I did not. The boys participated and I also participated on Tuesday. So, yeah.
And you didn't call me?
Uh-oh. And you just lost your roster.
well, that's embarrassing.
Just like, so at least it's obvious for Tegan now that, you know. Karsten McKee takes the kickoff by Fowler at the 20. Scampering around. He's out to the 30 now. Head of steam to the 40.
Wow.
Defenders all the way down to the 45-yard line. A 26-yard return.
Goodness.
For Karsten McKee. He had about 7 Eagles on him. And just drug them a long, long way. He got initially met at the 30-yard line, so got an additional 16 yards after contact. And that was a nice individual that run that up there, Tegan. Those flight of stairs are no
they're no joke.
No joke.
She was smart, though. She didn't come all the way up. She just slid it up on the top.
Karsten McKee's sister-in-law. So
you're welcome. Thank you. That was very kind of her.
So first and 10 for the Blue Jays from their own 46-yard line. We're going to have a false start. The left guard just got a little anxious. So that will be their 4th penalty of the contest. 1:10 left to go in this contest. Classes of 71, 72, 96, 97, 2011, and 2012 being recognized. And there's a good representation there in the west end zone waiting to be recognized here this evening.
Yeah, I talked to Superintendent Argerbrights a few weeks ago after a school board meeting where they talked about their plans for homecoming, and I could hear the excitement in his voice just for the sheer numbers they knew for sure were coming back.
So I think this is the third year of doing that. Second official year after COVID ruined it last year. Karsten McKee met at the line of scrimmage. A heavy shot by Ted Skowski.
Skowski needs to be careful there, as that one looked like he might have nearly led with the helmet again.
Loss of 1 on the carry.
Took a little bit of a
second
shot.
Second and 16 from their own 39.
Clock still winding down. 47 seconds.
Seconds and counting, as they had an equipment issue for one of the offensive linemen. Going to be getting close to play clock here.
Yeah.
Haven't seen the indication for 10 yet, though, so they're good. 27 seconds and counting now. Blue Jays going spread. Gillespie has the bomb potential. They're just going to go a draw to McKee. McKee trying to find some open room. We'll get a gain of about 3 on the carry. 3rd and 13 now, and I think that will be the last play of the half. So our halftime score, 49-0, and we'll get into the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show. We'll visit with Braden Weiss, Ted Skowski, some offensive linemen, and two-way players for the Eagles here on the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show, and we are ready to rock and roll for that. Tegan has us queued up, so 49-0, the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show is next.
Area High School Football brought to you in part by the Opie State Bank. Think of old.